Gemara brought a very big chiddush that Rish Lakish said. Amar Rish Lakish, Paisha Yisrael ain't ur Gehenim shalatis behem. The Paisha Yisrael don't have to worry about Gehenim. How do I know that? He made a kalvachim. Mizbeach hazav that has a little bit of gold that's covering it. Amad kamashon of aloshalta bayur. It was able to stand for many years, and the ur, the fire, was never able to be shalot. The fire of the ketores of the korbanos never had any shlit on the mizbeach hazav. Paisha Yisrael shemaleim mitzvahs kirimoy, that they don't have a little bit of protection. They have a lot of protection. What protects a yid? His mitzvahs protect him. Shenemar kefela charimim rakosek. How do you know a yid is malay mitzvahs kerimon? Because Rish Lakish said something else. Al tikre rakosek el rekosek. Shafilu rekonim shebach malay mitzvahs kerimon. That even the rekonim, even the yidin that have no mitzvahs, are malay mitzvahs kerimon. Alachas kama v'kama. Either way, Rish Lakish said two things. Both. Very important. Poishe Yisrael ain't or Gehenim shalatis ben. And the second was that afilu reikonim shabach malei mitzvahs kariman. Even the yidden that are reikonim, but they were malei mitzvahs kariman. If this Gemara sounds familiar, it's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah, a little better known, on Davava Mid Aleph. The Gemara over there was discussing the many names of Tveria. And the Gemara says that there was a city called Rakas. It's also mentioned in Sefer Yeshua. Rakas zu Tveria. V'lama nekishma Rakas. Sha'afilu reikonim shabah malei mitzvahs kerimon. The Shagasariye in Ture Yevon. Megillah Davava Mid Aleph is matmiya. He says, I don't understand. Here Reish Lakish said in Erev and Daf Yutessa Mid Aleph that all the Yidin are malei mitzvahs kerimon. Everybody. That was Reish Lakish's Kal B'chaymer. Poishe Yisrael ein or Gehenim shalatis behem. And here from the Gemara Megillah Davava Mid Aleph, it sounds like only the people that lived in Tveria. In fact, Tveria was called Rakas precisely for that reason. If that's the case, Reish Lakish's Kal B'chaymer is only a Kal B'chaymer for the Anshei Tveria. If you live in Tveria, in the Galil, so then you have this skula. You have Reish Lakish's Kal B'chaymer. Right, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish were from that area. Rabbi Yechon lived in Tveria. But if you lived in Tveria, then you would have that Kal B'chaymer. But if you didn't live in Tveria, then that this Kal B'chaymer has no shaykhs. This is the Shaykhs Aryeh's Kasha. But regardless, it's a well-known chazal. It's a well-known chazal that the Yidin are compared to a rimoin. Why we compare to a rimoin? Sha'afilu reikonim shabach malei mitzvahs kerimoin. I saw a pashita, beautiful ha'ara in the Sefer Ga'in Yaakov from Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Yosef Chaim Yibavel, the son of the Ben Ishchai. He says, I don't understand, I can't even read the Gemara. The Gemara says, afilu reikonim shabach malei mitzvahs kerimoin. It's a tarta de sasri. Doesn't make any sense. If you're malei mitzvahs kerimoin, then you're not reikonim. Now, I understand sometimes there's a scale and it is relative and there's a spectrum. So you could say maybe that even the people that don't have that many mitzvahs, the people that are shvach in their mitzvahs, they're malei mitzvahs kerimah. But that's not what Chazal said. Chazal said, afilu reikonim shabach malei mitzvahs kerimah. Reikonim sounds like v'haboy reik, aim by mayim. There's no Torah, there's nothing there. Right? That's what it sounds like. So what does that mean? Afilu reikonim shabach malei mitzvahs kerimah. How is that shaykh? So listen to what he says. L'shoyne yazov, nir b'zeh. The Yesh Adam Shehu Bar Vereik Min HaMitzvahs. It's possible for a person to be empty from mitzvahs. But Va'oise Mitzvah Achas, he could do one mitzvah, V'hi Chashuv V'keneged Kama Mitzvahs. It could be Chashuv like so many mitzvahs. Mitzad HaKamus U'mitzad HaEchos K'goin HaMezakeh HaSarabin. Oy'oise Toivo L'Klolus HaKol V'kayotze B'zeh. If someone's Mezakeh the Rabin, or someone does something that benefits the Klal, Schus ha-rabim tolui boy. He has the schus of the rabim. V'lochein doymu l'rimoy. He says a whole shot. But he says, u'b'zeh yuvan divrei ha-maymer. D'komar afilu reikonim shabach. D'mashma reik. Yeah, we're talking about people that were reik. They have no mitzvahs. They have very little. Literally, the tank is empty. But at the same time, they have the mitzvah b'mazakas ha-rabim. So it's shayach for a person to have so little, but at the same time, you can have so much. How's that possible? If you're mezakeh the rabbin, then you have the schus of the rabbin. So these are yidden that don't do a lot of mitzvahs. In terms of their personal observance, they don't have a lot of mitzvahs. But then again, they're being mezakeh the rabbin. And because they're being mezakeh the rabbin, so he said, that's pashup shat. Afilu reikonim shabach malei mitzvahs kerimin. Doesn't make sense. If you're malei mitzvahs kerimin, then by definition, you're not reik. The Teretz is no. It's possible. There's a mitzios where a person could be reik. He could be very, very low as far as the mitzvahs, but at the same time, he's malei mitzvahs kareem. And how's the possible if he has the schus of the rabbim? Because like this, when other people do mitzvahs, he gets schar. So there's an idea of oiskim b'tzorchei tzibur b'amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalom schar. But this is this concept. The concept is afilu reikonim shabach malei mitzvahs kareem. The truth is the Ben Yoyada, the Gon Yaakov's father, says a very similar gedank in Ben Yoyada ayin sham. But I'll just tell you one sushta. One surstal, earlier in the daf, earlier in the week, on Daf Tezvav, we mentioned one of the drushes from the Neid of Yehuda that he gave on Shabbos Shuvah with regards to Lechi Ha'imin Mi'elav, and he was being Mechazik to Olam, Yal Kagan. That was in the drushes of the Tzlach Drush Choftes. Just read one line from the drushes of the Neid of Yehuda, and this is not Drush Choftes, this is Drush Chav Gimel. So the Neid of Yehuda was giving Musar. It's actually, it's beautiful. There's so many nice things there. It's not Shaykh. It could take us now until the end of the shir. But it's beautiful what he says there. But Toich Dvarov, he was trying to be Mechazik to Olam. And he says, I know there are people that they've given up. Because they feel like at the end of the day, it's Shabbos Shuvah. So you're supposed to do Shuvah. At the end of the day, you have to be Roiv Mitzvahs. And if you're not Roiv Mitzvahs, you're going to end up losing out anyways. So he said, what's the point in doing Shuvah? So he says, Va'omer ani. He says it's possible for a person to be machriya the whole world of kavschos, but he himself is going to end up a rasha. He says derech mashal. I'll explain to you what a mashal. Let's say there's a person that's kulei avoinis. We know on Rosh Hashanah, not only is the Eibush to judge the individual, but Hashem judges the entire world. The entire world has its own din v'cheshbon. He said, loyitzur, you have a person. This person is roiv. He's not roiv. He's 100% averus. He's never done a mitzvah. He's all averus. But the world itself had a cheshbon. And the world was mechza mitzvahs, and it was mechza avoinus. He said, what would be if this yid goes ahead and he does one mitzvah? Or he does tshuva on one of the averus that he did? You know what's going to happen? He's going to end up tipping the scale. It's going to come out, the whole world is going to be judged l'kaf schos. So the Neid of Yehuda turned to the Chevra in Prague. He says, I want to ask you a question. You be the judge. He said, what would you say? What would happen to this person? This person is literally 100% meluchlich bechet. But then he did an Avera. And his Avera somehow managed to tip the scale. So it took the world from being 50-50. Suddenly it's Neid l'kaf schos. So he says, it's Hashit, and it's Barer Kechama, said the Neid of Yehuda, that this year is going to go straight to Olam Haba. He's going to get a tremendous chus. You know why? He has the chus HaRabin. He said he just saved the whole world. He's Moshiach Shal Yisrael. So he says, if a person is Moshiach Shal Yisrael, how could you tell me that if he saved the world, how could he not be saved? It's not possible. It doesn't make any sense. So said the Neid of Yehuda, he says, I know the Olam, you're giving up, and you feel, what's my Aveira worth? He said, don't be so selfish. Don't only look at it from your perspective. Who knows what your mitzvah is doing for the world? How do you know that by you doing a mitzvah, you can't be mashpia on somebody else and you can make somebody else better? And then, if you're going to do that, I feel a reikonim shabach is malei mitzvahs karimai. So said the Neid of Yehuda, he says, you're right. If you're looking at it from your own perspective, maybe you're right for giving up. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of musa there and a lot of teichacha. But he said, he started off the drasha. He said, you know, I'm very tempted to say pshetlach. He says, and I've done it many times over the years, but he said, but I realize now that the ikar is the musar, not the medrash. He says, I'm going straight to the musar. There was no yam pigam in this drasha, no lechi oimin meyelo. He went straight to the point. But either way, this was the point in the Neid of Yehuda, and this is the idea. Afilu reikonim shabach, meleya mitzvahs karima, and I think it's a beautiful musar, a beautiful takeaway from this daf.